Welcome to the Monochord here on KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles. Whirlwind tour of the top 100 guitar players of all time this evening.
Dreamed I was an Eskimo. Frozen wind began to blow. Under my boots and around my toes. Frost that bit the ground below. Was 100 degrees below zero. And my mama cried. And my mama cried. Save your money, don't go to the show. Well, I turned around and I said, ho, ho. Well, I turned around and I said, ho, ho. Well, I turned around and I said, ho, ho. And the northern lights commenced to glow. And she said, a tear in her eye.
Watch out where the huskies go, don't you eat that yellow snow. Watch out where the huskies go, don't you eat that yellow snow.
Well, right about that time, people, a fur trapper who was strictly from commercial had the unmitigated audacity to jump up from behind my igloo.
Peek-a-boo.
And he started in the whipping on my favorite baby seal with a lead-filled snowshoe. I said, with a lead.
Lead-filled.
A lead-filled snowshoe.
Snowshoe.
He said, peek-a-boo. With a
lead-filled.
With a lead-filled snowshoe.
Snowshoe.
He said, peek-a-boo. He went right upside the head of my favorite baby seal. He went whap with a lead-filled snowshoe. And he hit him on the nose and he hit him on the fin. And he that got me just about as evil as an Eskimo boy can be. I bent down and I reached down and I scooped down and I gathered up a generous mitten full of the deadly
yellow snow.
The deadly yellow snow from right there where the huskies go. Whereupon I proceeded to take that mitten full of the deadly yellow snow crystals and rub it all into his beady little eyes with a vigorous circular motion hitherto unknown to the people in this area, but destined to take the place of the mud shark in your mythology. Here it goes now, the circular motion, rub it. And then in a fit of anger, I pounced again. Great googly moogly. I jumped up and down the chest of a.
I injured the fur trapper.
Well, he was very upset, as you can understand. And rightly so, because the deadly yellow snow crystals had deprived him of his sight. And he stood up and he looked around and he said, I can't see.
Yeah.
I can't see.
it in my right eye. They took a dog to a snow cone and stuffed it in my other eye. And the husky wee wee, I mean the doggy wee wee, has blinded me. And I can't see temporarily. Well, the fur trapper stood there with his arms outstretched across the frozen white wasteland, trying to figure out what he's gonna do about his deflicted eyes. And it was at that precise moment that he remembered an ancient Eskimo legend wherein it is written on whatever it is that they write it on up there, that if anything bad ever happens to your eyes as a result of some sort of conflict with anyone named Nanook, the only way you can get it fixed up is to go trudging across the tundra, mile after mile. Trudging across the tundra, right down to the parish of St. Alfonso. Yes, indeed, here we are at St. Alfonso's Pancake Breakfast, where I stole the margarine and wheedled on the bingo cards and blew up the latrine. I saw a handsome parish lady make her entrance like a queen. Why, she was totally chenille and her old man was a marine. As she abused the sausage patty and said, why don't you treat me mean? At St. Alfonso's Pancake Breakfast,
get off the bus,
where I stole the margarine.
Frank Zappa, apostrophe, overnight sensation. That was Father Oblivion, preceded by St. Alfonso's Pancake Breakfast. Before that, Nanook Rubs It, and before that, Don't Eat the Yellow Snow, from apostrophe, overnight sensation. That used to be one gatefold double LP. They broke it up later and made two CDs out of it. He's playing his Baby Snakes SG on that one through actually a Pignose amplifier. He was known for playing a lot of amplifiers, a lot of guitars. Most of them were totally custom. He customized a lot of them himself. He actually owns the guitar that Jimi Hendrix lit on fire on the Monterey Festival. He gave that to his son. It's now in a museum. We're going to turn now to Hendrix from Are You Experienced? I Don't Live Today.
Yeah.
That's Santana, Samba Bati from his Abraxas album. He is ranked number 20th on the rock guitar players of all time. He's right in front of Frank Zappa, who's at 22. A lot of his amplifiers are Dumbles. He used to play Mesa Boogies, which is actually a Princeton reverb that was modified by Rendell Smith at a little guitar shop, and Santana heard it, liked it so much he started playing it, and he started a company called Mesa Boogie from that. Before that, we heard Jimi Hendrix from Are You Experienced with I Don't Live Today. He's played a lot of amplifiers, Fender Twin Reverbs, Showmans, Sons, Orange, Marshalls. A lot of times he plays a Marshalls with 6550s instead of EL34 tubes on it. He's got a single wah pedal and a Univox Univibe. Next up, Robbie Krieger of The Doors.
Riders on the storm, riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, an actor out alone, riders on the storm, there's a killer on the road. His brain is squirming like a toad. Take a long holiday. Let your children play. If you give this man a ride, sweet family will die. Killer on the road. Yeah. We'll be right back.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone. An actor out on loan. Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm.
That was Cream by Badge. That song was written by Eric Clapton and George Harrison. He plays a Vox Wah, fuzz pedal, Marshall JCM 45 with the 412 cab. He's got a Gibson Les Paul, an ES-335. He is the number two on the top 100 guitar players of all time. Before that, Robbie Krieger of The Doors, Riders on the Storm from L.A. Woman. He was schooled in flamenco jazz guitar. He plays a Fender Twin Reverb and a Dunlop Crybaby Wah. And a maestro fuzz tone on that one. You are listening to The Minor Chord here on KRVS 88.7 FM Lafayette Lake Charles on the web at KRVS.org. Let's tear it up for a minute, Van Halen.
Yeah.
AC/DC's Night Prowler.
Shazwa.
From the Highway to Hell album. It's playing a Marshall JCM-45. Sometimes plays 100 watts. That's Angus Young, number 24. Top rock guitar players of all time. His brother passed away last November. And his brother Malcolm and him played a lot of lead together to get that great big sound that AC/DC had. Before that, we heard Atomic Punk by Van Halen. It's Eddie Van Halen on guitar. He is ranked number 8 guitar players of all time. He plays a Marshall Plexi 100 on that one. In fact, it's number 1959. He plays an MXR Phaser 90, MXR Flanger, a Maestro. He has two Echo Plexers and a Univox EC80 Echo. That's what he uses in his lineup, generally speaking. Next up, we're going to turn to something a little bit more mellow. We'll hear some more blues from Pink Floyd's More album.
We'll be right back.
That was Jimmy Page from Led Zeppelin, Achilles' Last Stand, from the Presence album. He is ranked number 3 in the top 100 rock guitar players of all time. A lot of times he plays a Les Paul. He has Marshalls, Fenders, Hi-Watts, all kinds of amps. There's a website dedicated just to his gear. On that one, he's playing a Les Paul through a couple of Marshalls. Before that, Pink Floyd, More Blues More. He plays a Dallas Arbiter Fuzz Face, lots of Vibralux tremolos and Echoplexes, and they are not afraid to use gear. As David Gilmour, he is ranked number 14 on the top 100 rock guitarists of all time. To take us out of here, we're going to listen to Stevie Ray Vaughan and Double Trouble, some Tin Pan Alley from In the Beginning. Stevie Ray is ranked number 12 on the top 100 guitar players of all time. He has a 1960s oval neck Strat and a 57 Bassman. He has super reverbs, vibraverbs. I believe he actually has a Dumble amplifier somewhere in there. He's got tube screamers and crybaby wah-wahs most of the time.
Down a Tin Pan Alley, see what was going on. Things was too hot down there, couldn't stay very long. Alley's the roughest place I've ever been. All the people down there living for the whiskey, wine, and gin. I heard a woman scream, yeah, and I peeped at the door. Some guy was working on any weather, Lord, with a 2x4. Hey, Isle is the roughest place I've ever been. All the people down there living for the whiskey, wine, and gin. I heard a pistol shoot, it was a .44. Somebody killed a crap shooter, cause it didn't place I've ever been. All the people down there killing for the whiskey, wine, and gin.
You've been listening to The Minor Chord here on KRVS 88.7 FM Lafayette, Lake Charles. The Minor Chord is produced in the Cypress Lake Studios on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, which joins you in support of public radio for Southwest Louisiana. Local programming here on KRVS is also made possible in part by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Next time on The Minor Chord, songs built around sus2 chords. Join us again Thursday nights at 11. KRVS. KRVS.org.
Standing with his hand on his gun.